Ruan the Red, an original tale by Sasha Greenman. The Red Squirrels of Era were friends of the fairy folk. They played games of tag and scurried along the branches of trees, and each night they gathered their acorns and berries and feasted merrily. The little folk liked to sing songs while the Red Squirrels danced, and they'd play their flutes and fiddles. The fairies and the Red Squirrels lived happily in the trees, never wanting for anything under the watchful spirit of the fairy tree. Ruan, with his trusty Bowron, was always playing games with the other squirrels. He would dance along the highest branches while the elder fairies told their festive tales of Samhain, knocking out a tune that sounded like acorns falling. And when the young ones rushed to find them, Ruan would always jump down to give them a gleeful fright. The fairies would shoo him away, but he would always find himself back atop the branches playing more tricks. One day, the red squirrels of the fairy tree were visited by their grey cousins that had travelled far across land and sea to partake of the forest's bountiful fruits and nuts. But the grey squirrels were many and hungry, and they set about taking every last acorn from every last oak, taking each elderberry from the generous fairy tree. They then whisked away at night, leaving the red squirrels and fairy folk rather hungry themselves. The merriment stopped, for with empty bellies the red squirrels and little folk no longer had the strength to dance and play their music. It was then that the fairy tree spirit called upon Ruan the red squirrel, the one who played his Bowron along with the fiddling fairies. Without acorns and berries to fill their bellies, the fairy folk and red squirrels can no longer enchant my branches, cried the spirit of the fairy tree. Ruan the Bowron player, you have wit and mettle enough to trick the foolish grey squirrels. I ask of you, return to my branches with a feast for all.